Hey guys, Harry Chi from Around the House. You know, we just dropped our first member-exclusive podcast with Jeff Tracy from Barbecue Nation. He actually interviews me to find out my history and how I got this far and what I did to learn construction and DIY projects. We also discuss things that, well, don't go to plan and how I battled adversity early on in my career, including some pretty poor decisions in my younger life. We even talk about how I ended up in Rolling Stone magazine. Now, if it was only for playing music. To find out more information, head to AroundTheHouseOnline.com and sign up for Around the House Insider Premium Membership. Not only do you get to hear the weekend show a couple days early, you get all these member-exclusive content. And it's only $4. Now that's even cheaper than a beer at happy hour.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio.
You gotta get on the radio. Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. We're live in here in Portland. Thanks everybody out there listening on the Radio Northwest Network, online, podcast, whatever else you're doing. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
And we've got JT the Cowboy Cook here in the studio.
I'm here.
Welcome, JT. Oh, there we go. We got your mic on right there.
Yeah.
Welcome, Mud.
Hey.
Hey, if you guys have happy ho-ho. Merry Christmas, brother.
Yeah.
So, JT is all over the Radio Northwest Network. If you recognize his voice, he's got Barbecue Nation. You got, what, Grilling on the Green?
Grilling at the Green.
Grilling at the Green. There we go. So, you got a lot of different stuff. We're going to be talking cooking today, but I do want to run out here and grab this call with John in Salem real quick. He's been patiently waiting. Welcome, John, to Around the House.
Hey, welcome, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Afternoon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. What can I help you with?
I have a 20-year countertop with a sink inside it. It's it was made out of what I think is silverstone, but it's like Corian.
Okay.
And the sink has a crack radiating out of the sinkerator, garbage disposal drain.
Gotcha.
And I'm trying to figure out is that it's not showing leaks under the sink, but wondered if there's some way I might use an epoxy or something to repair that.
You sure could, but I'm not sure if Silverstone is still in business or not, to be honest, out there. That's the first thing.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, I don't think they are. I have not seen them in forever. I actually forgot about that brand for a while. But what you could do with that is if you could find, because those are just acrylic,
okay.
I would get a hold. I would see if you can do some research and find out, you know, have one of the Corian repair companies come in. They could probably mix something up that would be close and get that. And they would actually come in and just kind of grind that crack out a little bit. They'd put more of that, that seam sealant type stuff that they use for the Corian solid surface. And so they basically put their liquid Corian type stuff in there. And I'm using Corian like Kleenex because it's not Corian, but they would come in and do that. And you'd have a fairly inconspicuous seam that way, where if you use epoxy, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
So I would get a hold of, I'd get a hold of somebody like Precision Countertops here. They're basically Portland, Salem. They handle all of it around here. I'd get a hold of them and see if they've got somebody they can get you lined up with. Tell them what you got. Send them some pictures. They probably could come out and actually fix it for you. And if you're lucky, you won't even see the repair.
That would be a miracle. And make my wife hats for Christmas.
There we go. So,
thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thanks, man. Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling into Around the House. Appreciate it.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah, buddy.
If we got time. Before I came in the studio today, I stopped by a friend's house, say, you know, Merry Christmas and all that.
Yeah.
They had been gone over Thanksgiving to Hawaii. Okay. Gone. And there was a drip under their sink. Little dip, dip, like that. Well, when they got home, the water had obviously gone out, bubbled up the hardwood floor.
Oh, yeah.
Insurance wouldn't pay for it, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. They said that it wasn't whatever their codicils on or you know, in the
should have been. Most insurance companies will cover that because it's a leak.
Yeah, they did this for some reason. Theirs didn't, and I don't know. You know,
I'd fight that one. I'd go toe to toe with the insurance company on that one because that's a leak.
So then they got a handy guy out there to try to because they sent somebody out to dry it off, and he got really aggressive and it warped more of the stuff.
Yep.
And so today, prior to Christmas coming up in a couple of days, they're out there. And they're handy folks, but they're fixing this themselves now, like that. But I wasn't aware, I guess, that a little drip can get like a gallon or so of water a day or more.
And if it's going, I had in Seattle as a designer, I came in on a project that was pretty crazy. And I was kind of really shocked about this. Folks went on vacation. They were gone for a couple weeks, went to Europe. Three-story house, master bathroom was on the third story above, and their laundry was up there. They had the old rubber laundry hoses from the back of the wall going to the back of the washing machine.
Sure.
One of them burst.
Ooh.
It ran. Water went all the way down. So think your garden hose running in your house for 2 weeks.
On the third floor.
On the third floor.
So everything below it was...
Yeah, it went all the way down, and when the water filled up in the basement, which was kind of a daylight basement, which is the first floor, it filled up enough until it broke the window in the patio slider.
Oh, God.
Wow. So this house was gutted by the insurance company to the studs. All of it. New electrical. I took out the... Well, because you know what happens? The furnace is in the basement. Well, the furnace had 5 feet of water.
Yeah.
This was like a good old-fashioned hurricane flood. It took the whole thing out. This house was not livable for almost a year by the time they went in, got it dried out. Well, then you had belongings in there, and you had all this stuff. This house was nearly totaled just from the washer, the hoses in the back of your washer and dryer.
Was it failing. A rotten hose, or did it just break?
It just break.
Just break.
Yeah, I mean, this happened. I can say this and complain about it, but my Lake Oswego house that I had 3 years ago, I was walking by, cruising out, and I kind of glanced back because I always could look down kind of at the back of the hoses, and I looked back there, and it had two, golf ball size bubbles coming out of the side of the hose.
Oh, not good.
It was seconds away from going boosh and having a mess in my house, and I had tile floor in there, but I had hardwood the rest of it.
Sure.
It would have been an absolute flood that would have taken out hardwoods and everything else just from those hoses, so... One of those things, if you've got washer hoses back there and they're not the braided stainless ones, change them out.
Check them out.
Yeah, change them out. And then if you're going on vacation, if you're heading out for a week, what I would do, I'd turn the thing off. Just turn it off. Eliminate that problem. So that way you don't have to worry about it. Reach back there, turn those off. It's good to use the valves anyway because they'll actually work when you want to turn them off when you change the washer out.
Yeah.
I just turn those off and just let it be. If you turn that stuff off, then it's just one less leak you can have in the house and one less problem.
Yeah, I felt really bad for them because it was just, they were gone for, I think 10 days.
Yeah.
You know, that 10 days was enough of that just drip, drip, drip to ruin a third of their kitchen floor and the, you know, under the sink and all the baseboards and all that stuff.
Insurance company might have came in there if they were involved in it. They would have probably came in and pulled those base cabinets out, made sure that tested underneath those things to make sure there wasn't water below those. That's a big deal when you get that much water over that amount of time.
Yeah.
So
tough
let's,
deal.
Yeah, let's we only got a minute left or so before we go out to break here, but let's talk a little bit of cooking, JT.
What do you want to know?
So I got a sounds like I've got a nice piece of prime rib in your vehicle that's ready for me here for the holidays. Yummy. We're going to have a minute, but I want to talk in our next segment about your favorite or best ways of cooking that.
Yeah, we'll hit them all, but the first one is do it kind of low and slow if you can. If you've got the oven space or you've got a grill outside that you're comfortable using, and I don't care if it's pellet, gas, charcoal.
Yep.
Do it kind of low and slow out there, and you'll be very happy with it.
So that's kind of the rule with meat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Keep it low and slow and
especially
not
bigger pieces.
Yeah.
You know, when you're talking a prime rib or some sort of big strip roast or anything like that. Of course, we do it with pork all the time, you know, ribs and that or even tri-tips.
Yep.
You know, a little lower, a little slower. Finish them off. You know, the big deal now is you see it on TV and hear it from these guys, you know, reverse sear. Well, we've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Basically, that means you smoke it. kind of low and slow, and then the last 20 minutes or whatever the meat is applicable to that particular piece of meat, you crank up the heat to 400.
Throw a char on the side of it.
Put a little crust on it and serve it.
And there you go.
That's what that means.
Sounds good, man. When we come back, we're going to dive into that a little bit more because it's going to make me hungry and I'm going to make you hungry. And if you got any questions on home improvement or cooking of the holidays, 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595 as soon as Around the House returns. This is where we have Jeff Tate singing some Christmas stuff from Queen Drake fame. Got to have a little bit of fun in here, you know? This is what we do. You know, Western Construction System wants to tell you, hey, you know, it's rainy season out there. For leaky basement issues, call Western Construction Systems. They're the experts on it. Get a free estimate. Yeah, free estimate. The integrity of your foundation is their specialty, guaranteed. Merry Christmas from Western Construction Systems, and that's CCB 94222. All
like,
right.
Like Billy Idol singing Oh Holy Night?
Yeah. We got a lot of good stuff that we use for music around here. So last year did a lot of Brian Setzer Orchestra stuff that we used. And so this year I'm like, nah, we're going to do a little hard rock and have some fun with it. So
I like to dig out that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know. Good time for the holidays.
One of the worst things ever, not to get off track here, but I will.
By the way, you listen to JT here. He's our guest this hour.
Hi, everybody.
So he is the cowboy cook, Jeff Tracy. He's all over the Northwest Radio Network as well as on TV. You catch him everywhere out there.
That's certainly enough of me to go around. when I was in college, I went to record store over in Claremont in California, in Los Angeles. Bootleg records.
Nice.
Bootlegs were big in those. And this is real vinyl.
Yeah.
And I had an Elton John record with a Christmas concert on it that you can't find anywhere. It's deceased.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Somebody stole my vinyls years ago, so I don't know where it went. But it was great because Elton was saying, you know, we rent out for holidays, Christmas, birthdays, and bar mitzvahs. And he was going off on that. It was great. If I could ever find that again,
nice.
It'd be a lot of fun.
It's probably out there. There's so much vinyl out these days. Because we've been collecting a lot of it because we got a new vinyl player. So having fun with that.
Oh, yeah.
So, hey, let's talk about that prime rib we were talking about. Kind of teasing about it before. Mm-hmm. So if you got that, you know, so many people went out and maybe bought that Christmas ham, or they got that big chunk of prime rib, and they're looking at it going, done this once, and it didn't turn out so well. What are your tips for diving into that prime rib again? We talked about temperature before the break, but
yeah, temperature is important. We'll start there again real quick, is that if you can do it low and slow, meaning like at about 275 degrees, and you've got it, like I said, on a, you know, if you've got a Traeger or Green Mountain or one of the pellet grills.
Yeah.
Or if you've even got charcoal and you use the indirect heat, you know, charcoal's stacked up on one side, nothing on the other, kind of do it that way. If you can do it like that and do it for a lengthy period of time, there's no set time because everybody's roast is different and you can't say, you know, 10 minutes a pound. It doesn't work that way. It's all about temperature. But
I learned that from your show, especially when if you got you know, bones in there as well.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to jack everything up.
Well, you got thickness. It's all about, you know, thickness and that. So, but if you can do that, if you can do it like at 275, the main thing is you want to keep that temperature. Serving temperature is 125 to 130.
Yep.
And that gives you a nice medium rare, but you want that right in the middle. It's going to be a little more done, perhaps, if you cooked it faster on the ends. You know, you're going to do the people go into the restaurant and order an end cut. Well, that's always a little more done. If you go in and get an end cut from a restaurant and it's still bleeding, Either they just took that out of the reefer and are going to start cooking it, or you know they've kind of fixed it a little bit like that.
But it's interesting though, science wise. I realized that that's really not bleeding.
No,
it's coming out of there. And I learned that from your show. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just juice.
It's juice.
Yeah.
People go, oh, the blood's coming out of it.
No.
Nope, it's not.
They actually, when you do that, when you bite, they actually let them bleed out, so to speak, and I don't mean to be crass about it, but, and you know, they go, oh, this is dry-aged beef. It's been sitting on a shelf in a room
at
a controlled temperature, and the real blood is already gone. Okay.
Yeah, like I'm going to Ringside this week for dinner.
Yeah.
Every time I get the dry-aged, I know Dean's over here looking at me going, yeah, we're going to go to Ringside here, dude. We'll do that too.
Right. So, well, that sounds like a personal problem. But
it
anyway.
Is, but yeah, it's I love the dry age.
Yeah, no, but that's what that does. So back to the cooking. And if you can, if you've just got an oven, if you've got room and time, then you can do it almost exactly like you can on a grill outside.
Gotcha.
Put it, you know, slow. Put a rack in the bottom of your pan so the meat's not sitting directly on the pan.
Yeah, that way you're not cooking it on the pan side there too hard.
And if you can use one of those disposable ones, and you can, this is what I do on my grills at home, the outdoor grills. I bend the sides down a little bit so you get more of an airflow.
Yeah.
Okay, you can do that. You can get them pretty shallow too. Put them on a rack. It'll cook all the way around. If you're using a conventional oven, same type of thing, and then finish them off at a higher temperature. I'm not comfortable with telling people, because there's to go out in those, and you can read this on the web, you can do it. You say, turn it on, you know, 450 or 500 degrees for 5 minutes a pound, and then turn it off and let it sit there. That is a way to cook it. It will work. If you do not know what you're doing, or if you have not done this Christmas Eve or Christmas Day,
not the time to test it.
Not to try to practice on that.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not.
And the other trick is season it the night before.
Yeah.
That works. You know, put a little olive oil on it, or, you know, on your roast. And I'm assuming that it's the bones have been separated.
Sure.
If you bought it at a commercial butcher or a store. And, you know, put a little olive oil on it, rub your seasoning on it. I'm going to ship you a couple of recipes that after the show that you can post on your Facebook. People can look it up. But it's basically, you know, salt and pepper and garlic and some marjoram and basil and thyme and oregano.
Nice.
And those are your nice things. Heavy on the salt and the garlic.
Nice.
And black pepper, of course.
Yeah. We're talking with JT, the cowboy cook in here from Barbecue Nation. And all your favorite stuff. If you want to get hungry, you hear him on the radio in the afternoons or even in the mornings, depending on what channel you're on.
Yeah, I'm all over the place.
You are all over the place.
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, right. So he's got some really good stuff out there. You catch him. He's kind of the leading radio. Well, not kind of. You are the leading radio barbecue guy out there.
I am now.
You are now.
Yeah,
so
we kicked it up a little bit.
You have. You guys have been doing really good with that. So why don't you join the conversation at 503-417-9595, 503-417-9595. He doesn't do these things here in the studio that often where he takes calls, so why don't you call in and see if you've got some more questions, because we're going to run out of show pretty quick. All right, we come back, we'll take all those calls, 503-417-9595, just as soon as Around the House returns.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly. Don we now our gay apparel. La 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 la. Told the ancient Utah tale.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every Saturday afternoon. Let's get that right. Jeez, that eggnog's getting to me already this afternoon. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
Hey, we're having fun here. This segment Around the House is brought to you by Dare Homes, building quality custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for 50 years. Find a design center near you at adairhomes.com, and that is CCB number 593. We got Jeff Tracy here in the studio having a good time. Thanks for coming in, Jeff. We're talking.
You're welcome.
Yeah, he's if you just catching us right now, he is the host of Barbecue Nation and Grilling on the Green, right?
At
the Green.
You don't want to grill on it because you'd put marks on it.
Well, I was thinking about just bringing the barbecue out there on the cart and just taking it around with you.
You could. I've done it.
See, I knew you had.
Put a little hibachi on the back of your
grill. See, that's what I was thinking. So grilling at the Green. Hey, let's take some calls here. If you want to join in the conversation, 503-417-9595. 503-417-9595. Let's jump out here to Mark and Meshuggah. Welcome to Around the House.
Hey, this is Mark. How you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Hey, great. Question. First, and I'll take all your comments off the air. The types of grade of prime rib, and what usually type of beef do they come from as far as Angus or whatever? And I'll take your calls off the air, or your answers off the air. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Mark. All right, JT, what do you think
basically
about that?
The USDA has four basic types of grading. You got prime, which is at the top, and they actually have like a prime plus, but you don't really see that.
No.
Then you've got a choice, which is 90% of the people, that's what they're going to get is choice. Okay. Then you got to select, which is if you go to your local grocery store and they say, Bob's Market Select, that's actually the type of beef, the grade of beef it is.
Oh, so like Safeway Select or one of those, that's select.
You know, and it's perfectly fine. There's not a lot of marbling in it, but it's a little leaner.
Big red hunk of meat.
Yeah, and then you've got some, you know, select or not select, but standard or commercial grade. That's kind of utilitarian stuff, institutional stuff. They, you know,
prison schools,
you know,
same grade of food.
Yeah, that type of thing. Alpha Media food. But that's what it is. And as far as, you know, there's lots of arguments about what type of cattle grade out better, whether it's Angus or Herefords or what have you. Some of the European breeds, like the Pinsgauers and some of that, I don't get off in the weeds here, but those are a little leaner.
Okay.
They're a little bigger framed animal like that. We go through a lot of cattle every day, and I can't really tell you, but it's something like a million head of cattle a day in this country or some ridiculous amount.
That's crazy.
We've got an interview with Will Homer from Painted Hills Natural Beef on the SoundCloud, and he'll give you the exact numbers.
Man, I love their beef.
Yeah, it's great stuff. But that's a lot of cattle. I mean, people don't realize how many head of cattle we're going through all the time here. So, anyway, back to that. Angus is probably the most popular as far as yield and quality, marbling and that, if they're finished out properly. You know, when you say grass-fed, all cattle are grass-fed.
Exactly. Okay. Well, certified Angus is not a USDA grade. That's just, hey, that's what kind of cow that came from.
They came up with that. You know, it's kind of like the beef checkoff programs and some of these. They're kind of ancillary little things out there. They're really not part of the government inspection or things. They're just things that people came up with an idea and they're making money off.
So it's kind of like mountain grown coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they came out and that was the best thing. Oh, as long as you got your mountain grown coffee. And then people scratched their heads later and went, all that coffee's mountain grown.
Well, you see the lady on the TV commercial where she's her little kids come up and they say, Mommy, we made you Princess Toast. And she says, I have no idea what's in Princess Toast, but I know these, you know, gummy bears or whatever, because they've got a USP seal on them.
Yeah.
USP is nothing but a private organization that is trying to get people to pay them money to certify their product to say it's good.
So gotcha.
That's it.
All right.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, let's run out here to Mason and Newberg. Welcome to Around the House.
Yeah, hi there.
Hey, man, what can we help you with today?
Sorry to interrupt all the great barbecue talk with a home improvement question.
Hey, this is a home improvement show, so this is what we do, brother. You're all good, man.
So I've got a duct inside my wall that I'm pretty sure has come disconnected or broken or something.
Okay.
And so I haven't dug in there yet, but I was wondering if you could give me an idea, what I'm in for if I do it, or if I need to hire someone to do it, or...
What kind of duct is this? Is this like a intake, or is this coming off of your heating air conditioning system? Is this a vent fan? What are we working with today?
So it's the duct that goes from the heat up to the upper floor.
So gotcha. Okay. So it seems like you're leaking through there, and it's is it all behind drywall?
Yes, it is.
I'll be honest, this is kind of an easy DIY thing with that. It's going to take a little bit of drywall repair on you, just opening the wall up. But I would open that wall back up, And, you know, good time to practice those drywall skills. But this is a DIY program where you can literally open that area up where it's going to be. You'll have to patch that and get in there, reconnect it back together. I would put some nice sheet metal screws holding it back together and then wrap it with the metal foil tape, not what people call duct tape, because that's not going to hold up for you long term. But get the metal foil tape and seal it up really well, and should be good to go, man.
Okay.
Worst part's just the drywall repair, getting it back to it. But I think you could tackle that.
Yep. All right. Well, my dad's the best drywall guy around, so I've got no problem.
Dude, this is it's the holidays. I'd get on in here before he gets over for Christmas for you, man. That way you can put him to work.
He's over for Christmas.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mason, man. Appreciate you listening to Around the House. Dad's the best drywall guy around. Dude, get that thing opened up now before Christmas.
Yeah.
Then you can go, hey, have to get the presents open up. You got the family over there. Got a project. You want to help me out? A little father-son time?
Right?
That's how I would do
that. What do you do on the 26th?
Exactly. That's how I would do that one. So, all right, that's some good information, you know, JT, about beef. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to JT, Jeff Tracy, the cowboy cook from Barbecue Nation and grilling at the green.
You know what? We're talk about the golf show real quick. We're expanding that. We've hooked up with the Golf News Net, a young man named Ryan Ballingy, who used to work for the Golf Channel and works and Sports Illustrated.
Nice.
Started his own kind of, like any of the major golf sites, golf.com, any of those things. He started one. We kind of hooked up with him. So he streams the show and does repeats, and then some of the video stuff and TV stuff we're going to be doing in the spring is going to go through that, because he has platforms already with, you know, Hulu and Roku and Zulu and Achu or whoever.
Yeah, exactly. Bless you. All of those things. And by the way, if you're listening right now and you don't know who Jeff Tracy is and you're listening on the Radio Northwest Network, make sure and call into the station and ask for him, because if you can't find him on your station, make sure you call their program director and ask for it and get him on there. So it's good stuff. That's where I learn a lot of my stuff, is either calling him every day on the phone or just listening. That's on the radio when I leave here. So I end up listening on the way home, and I learn more stuff about going, oh.
I always know, Dane, I always know, depending on what time of day Eric calls me, whether it's a cooking question, it's a radio question, or it's just, hey, buddy, how you doing?
Just checking in on you. It's that holidays at about, night before at about 4 o'clock that you start going, do I answer this? Because it's going to be this is tech support phone call.
I told my wife, you know, I said, we should start one of those, you know, 1-900 numbers, charge $7.50 a minute or whatever it is. And I would answer questions and help people walk through their cooking.
Call it beef tech support.
Yeah, beef tech support.
Beef tech. Beef tech. There you go.
You can get our Prime membership.
Beef tech Prime.
Yeah. $24.95
GT Prime. I like it. All right, and we come back, we'll wrap up Around the House and maybe take one more caller at 503-417-9595 just as soon as Around the House returns.
Grandma got ran over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she been drinking too much eggnog. Let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ the Savior was born on Christmas Day.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is kind of the Christmas edition. Since we're right before the holidays, we're live and local here. Welcome back to Around the House. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
We got
JT.
Exactly. Tracy the cowboy cook in here. So we're talking everything from home improvement to cooking. So let's run out here real quick to Jason Washugo. Welcome to Around the House.
How you doing?
Good, man. What can I help you with?
Well, I had a hot water heater blow in my trailer.
Okay.
And it flooded the inside on the floors and everything. I thought I got all the water up. And that was like four months ago.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, it's just like out of the blue, the floors are soft.
Yep.
And I was just wondering, would there be mold in that? Or and I know I'm going to have to tear it out, but would it be mold in there? Or would I have to have somebody come in and take care of it? Or
I'll tell you what, you could have a mold in there if it was in there for just a week. So, yeah, just a couple days, mold starts growing with moisture in there. So that's the problem with that. You could. I mean, you wouldn't know until you do a test on it. And you can go down to the home centers and get a mold test and things like that. So you could open that up and take a look. If it's particle board, yeah, it just dried out. And once it got wet, it just turns into oatmeal at that point.
Yeah, so I wonder if I can get my insurance, if they would cover it.
Yeah, it's a little late, but you sure could. They're going to probably give you a little bit of a hard time. You got a little bit of a fight. Usually with insurance companies, they want you to hit you right off the bat because that gets it. But, you know, that's one of those things. If it's a big area, yeah, I'd sure probably think about calling the insurance company.
All righty. Well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening around the house. All right, we got a few minutes left here, JT.
Yo.
So, hey, I wanted to touch base. Man, in Japan, Kentucky Fried Chicken's a big deal.
Yes, it is. They have chicken for Christmas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I love it, but it's KFC. It's not the best chicken. Sorry, KFC
fans.
Remember,
those are the people that eat blowfish that'll poison you, you know, if you get the wrong one, if it's not cleaned properly. And they also eat monkey brains.
Yeah,
so
good point.
I'm not,
monkey brains. Sorry, Kentucky Fried Chicken fans out there. It's okay.
It's nothing wrong with KFC. No, it's just, if you want to get off on it a little bit, it's not really a Christian nation, so they don't have the traditions like we do.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so they don't get into it. They're, you know, there's some people.
I like the Japanese whiskeys, personally.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so good.
Not getting off track. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, good stuff.
No, but that, you know, I guess I was reading the story like you were, and I started years ago, and that, you know,
great marketing, by the way.
Oh man. But you know, when they say they put ribs, I want to know if those are chicken ribs they put in the barrel, or they're pork ribs, or if they're muck ribs that nobody knows what they are.
Well, they're reinstalled ribs. Yeah
reinstalled.
Formerly known as ribs.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
Like Prince. It's the Prince of Ribs.
Yeah.
Formerly known as ribs.
The body part formerly known as ribs.
Yeah.
So, but they do. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Over there now. You know, your holiday bucket or barrel, I guess
there's
two
they
sizes.
Call them barrel, yeah. Bucket and a barrel or whatever. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it comes with cake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I like to wait in line for hours.
You
got to
pre-order the bloody thing.
It's like getting prime rib here, pre-ordering it. But you're pre-ordering Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I've been at some KFCs in my life where you had to wait a long time because there were language barriers or they were out of extra crispy or whatever.
Yeah,
but
not a big deal.
Yeah, I never pre-ordered.
Exactly. Not going, hey, we got to have chicken in 2 weeks. Let's get that order in.
Right.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And then wait in line for a pre-order, too.
Yeah. 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 It's like, well, I don't know.
That's good stuff, man. It's good stuff, you know? So, JT, I want to talk about how are the best ways for people to find you, your show, your website, all that stuff, since you're in here as well.
Well,
I want to talk about you for a second.
Okay. If you just go to thecowboycook.com, that kind of leads you to everything. Thecowboycook.com. If you Google that, I usually come up like in the number 1 through 6 position on all of them. And so you can go there. We've also got, you know, websites for Grilling at the Green. We've got a new one for Barbecue Nation with JT. And you can go to, we Facebook. We do pretty much everything that you do.
Yeah, I got all that good stuff out there.
And one of the things that fusses with people is the different ways to spell barbecue. Because I always abbreviate it, BBQ, but that's not the way the show is actually spelled.
It's Barbecue Nation.
So it's Barbecue Nation with JT.
Jeff, that's all the time we got for this week, buddy.
Yep.
Our thanks to executive producer Dane Vodder for making the show sound great. John Eric, who ran the Communications Center. Jeff Thomas for keeping us on track and on air. Most of all, though, we want to thank you for listening. Want you to join us next week from noon to 2, where once again we talk about maintenance, repair, design and remodeling, and renovation of your home. I want to say Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks for coming in, Jeff. Until then, be sure you do what you love and love what you do. This is the Radio Northwest Network. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane V.
And you've been listening to Around the House
with Jim.
Around Around the House with Eric G is produced by Alpha Media USA in association with Design by Eric G, LLC. All rights reserved. Copyright 2018. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast on AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with chalk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
We're all over the radio.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.